Wednesday afternoon, time for our bi-monthly conversation with MIBiz senior writer Mark Sanchez. We're going to begin by tackling residential properties in downtown Grand Rapids. There's a lot happening downtown, and it seems cyclical because you're taking a deeper look at developers slowing down the construction of new condos in downtown Grand Rapids.
Yeah, and this is something that's been that's occurred for quite a while. You know, we all remember that crash almost a decade ago in the housing market, and that just dried up development all over the place, including downtown living. Post-Great Recession, and this is a story by Nick Manis in this week's edition of MIBiz. In a post-Great Recession, we've seen a big pickup in apartment development in downtown Grand Rapids. You know, people, especially this younger millennial generation, want to live back in the urban core, into the downtown districts. And you look at where downtown Grand Rapids has come and gone over the last decade to two decades, it's been quite an impressive change. And it's a vibrant business district, downtown district now, that people want to be there and they want to live there. But what about folks who want to buy? You know, there's more apartments being developed and coming online. But if you want to buy, what are your options? So this is a story that just kind of looks at that question. And some of the folks who have developed apartments or have ongoing developments, such as the River's Edge there in downtown at on Monroe Avenue, just north of the district, there's talk that maybe there's a transition beginning to occur where some of these developers, once they develop these apartments, they fill them, they get occupancy. Where's the time to start converting those apartments into condominiums? There's some talk, more talk about that. So this is going to be something to keep an eye on when you talk about the downtown living. And, you know, and every downtown business district in America needs that element of the professional services, the retail offerings, all the amenities, and including the residential component. So this is just kind of that, you know, you could say it's that natural evolution, especially in this economic period we're in. We all remember that period from a number of years ago. That will condo development come back? At what point does condo development come back in downtown on top of the apartment development? Or at what point do these developers, owners of these buildings, start converting those apartments to condominiums?
Are lenders leery? We talk about going back in time. There was a time when there was an overbuild of condominiums, and it was very difficult to find buyers willing to move downtown. And of course, you know, we go through these ebbs and flows, economic slowdowns, and of course the Great Recession that you've mentioned here. But is part of that still ingrained, that is still somewhat of a recent history? And, oh, by the way, are we getting closer to the next economic slowdown?
Yeah, well, of course, we're always getting closer to the next economic slowdown, and we've talked about this the last few weeks, that there's a recognition that the next downturn is a lot closer than the past. But you hit on it, ebbs and flows. What's popular today may not be popular in 5 to 10 years, and it's a constant ebbs and flows. Are lenders wary? Well, lenders are always wary. They're always looking at risk. They're always gauging what makes sense. Does this deal make sense? Is this a good credit risk for our bank? But you weigh that against missed opportunity. Do you not ride this wave? Do you not, when you have a valid creditworthy client out there that wants to do a project in development that's got a good track record, how do you weigh that against, well, do you think this is sustainable? Do you think this is? So yeah, they're always wary. They're always looking at the tea leaves, and they're always trying to predict whether something and make their best analysis and best decision on whether this is the right investment, the right credit. But right now, this is where a lot of the developers are telling us this is where the market's moving. It's been a lot. There's been a lot of apartment development in the last few years in downtown. The market is going to move toward condo development.
Which lends itself then to, on the opposite end of the spectrum, is low-income housing and a need for that in downtown Grand Rapids. If you see apartments that are already considered overpriced being converted into condominiums, as you're mentioning here, what happens to you know, the polar opposite of what we're talking about here. And where do we see low-income housing being provided in downtown Grand Rapids?
Yeah, that is an issue for every community. Affordable housing, as demand goes up, prices go up. Simple economic theory. And that's part of the broader equation. We talked about that here a couple of months ago, that the city is kind of trying to bring together a group to look at that issue, not only in downtown, but the broader community. Where does that affordable housing component fit into Grand Rapids? And define that term. What is affordable? Who's and affordable to who? That is a big issue that every community has to reconcile and come to grips with. So hopefully they will, because that is a component that that's got to come into play here.
I'll stick with the ebbs and flows as we had mentioned here. You've written a piece. There's a survey out there where Michigan business owners are reporting record optimism. So this plays into everything that we've been talking about here.
Yeah, this is something that gets put out twice a year by the Accident Fund. That's the big workers' compensation carrier in Lansing, and Michigan Business Network. It's just kind of a survey of small and mid-sized business owners of 500 employees and less. And the one that came out here just a few days ago shows folks are feeling pretty good out there these days. It's got a record level of optimism. About 80% of the executives at these companies surveyed, this was back in July, say they're satisfied with the economy and where it's headed. About two-thirds felt that way 6 months earlier and a year ago. Almost 75% say they rate Michigan as a pretty good or excellent place for their business to do business for their goods or services. And that's up from about two-thirds a year earlier. So there's a lot of optimism, even though we're having these issues of where is this going? We've got uncertainty creeping in about the debt ceiling and other issues. We've got these hurricanes that hit Texas and now the new one bearing down on Florida and the Southeast. We've got other issues, what's going to happen with healthcare and the ACA. And what you said a few minutes ago, there's some creeping recognition about when's the next downturn coming. Despite all of that, their survey finds an awful lot of pretty strong optimism out there about where Michigan's going and where the economy's going.
And that optimism leads to more investment. Grand Angels launching a Kalamazoo-based affiliate as well. So you're seeing this expansion of Grand Angels looking for other places to invest, and now they're looking south.
Yeah, it's looking south. This is the Angel Investment Group based in Holland and really does a lot of work around the Grand Rapids, West Michigan region. And, there's a lot of entrepreneurism going on in Kalamazoo and a lot of startup companies down there, too. And Kalamazoo at one point had an angel fund many years ago. It came, didn't quite work out, and faded. And there have been folks at Kalamazoo who have wanted to bring it back. Grand Angels has been wanting to use the phrase, spread its wings across a broader area. So they've kept up a conversation with some folks, investors down the Kalamazoo area. And finally, this summer, they kind of worked it out where it's now, it's called KZOO Angels down in Kalamazoo. It's kind of set up as an affiliate organization of the Grand Angels. And this provides a model for Grand Angels, which, oh, by the way, is one of the most active angel networks in the Midwest and just about the most active in Michigan in putting money into startup companies. This kind of provides a model for Grand Angels to look to do this elsewhere in Michigan. I believe we have about a dozen angel networks across the state and some communities that may want to set up some kind of an angel investment group where high net worth individuals can come together and pool their money to invest and support entrepreneurs and startup companies. This provides something that they could access and get all that administrative support, that due diligence, that deal networking and all of that through Grand Angels. And kind of folks in those communities that don't have something like this can set it up kind of a little easier process, so to speak, instead of going through a more much more sophisticated process.
What is that process? What does Grand Angel look for? Is it looking for a good base of other supporting industries? Are they looking for a standout? Is there a certain industry in particular that they're looking for?
Well, Grand Angels really looks at kind of advanced materials and manufacturing, information technology, software. It's been big in life sciences. That was really kind of the sector where it really started out. It's been moving more into some of the other sectors as just venture capital angel investing has been doing for a few years, looking at other sectors that generate a quicker return. And when you talk to them, their goal is, you know, the original goal was to support the economy here in West Michigan, support startup businesses, support entrepreneurs. And angel investing goes beyond just providing that monetary investment. These high net worth individuals who are part of these networks and groups, they get involved in these companies that they invest in. They take board seats, but they also play the role of a mentor to that entrepreneur or that group of entrepreneurs behind the company. You know, these are individuals who have been successful in business themselves. They know a thing or two, and they want to pass that knowledge and experience down, as well as provide that financial investment, hopefully generating the return. But they want to get involved in some of these businesses at the level that they understand and can help share their knowledge and experience with those entrepreneurs, and perhaps help them avoid those mistakes. Because sometimes it's not just making the right decisions when you're starting up and running the business, but it's really avoiding those mistakes that can just be a death knell to your business or cause you a lot of discomfort down the line when you take that wrong turn.
MIBiz senior writer Mark Sanchez, thank you so much.
Talk to you again.